It all started like any other day. The fresh air allowed nature to entertain and put to ease any discomfort that may have tensed up within us during the overnight. The smell of freshly brewed coffee filled the house, tempting us awake even before that very first sip. The meowing of the cat as she circles back and forth, rubbing into the calf during each trip, one side one way and the other on her return back. Typically, she's a very affectionate cat. She loves to announce her presence whenever she enters a room. Her purring was so loud, which, for the record, was very close in volume to the sound made by my first car, a 1980 Ford Mustang hatchback, which played her muffler in the key of loud. I often suspected that car knew I was inexperienced and therefore made every attempt to see how far she'd get me to extend my boundaries, all in an exploration of what exactly was my breaking point. Yet, as was the case with the car, I learned that whenever such displays of feline exuberance took place, it was more than likely her way of indicating that one of three things needed to be changed. The louder her tone was, I eventually grew to understand which of the three needed attention then and there. The loudest was meant to indicate her food bowl needing refill. The one next in line, which wasn't necessarily that much lower in volume than the one associated with the request for food, was, but more like containing a bit of a different rhythmic twang to the way she pronounced her meows, typically adding a little extra ow to the ends of her introductory statements, which almost always indicated I would be required to provide her with a clean box where her bidding could be accomplished without the not-so-pleasant of her previous deeds interfering in the sanctity of such a situation. The third request was basically a little meow without much to it, was the need to refill her water bowl. And this often was the one I filled up the least. Not that she didn't drink her share of water, which of course she did. But not that I neglected this aspect of cat ownership, which I most certainly did not. But it was more of or less a matter of convenience, for her water bowl was upstairs along with her food. Yet her food bowl was very large and didn't require as frequent of changes. But I knew she would take her share of drink from the dog's water bowls in the downstairs, which was, on most days, refilled a couple of times a day at the least. I mentioned that this day started off like most others. The statement is factual. However, on this particular morning, I heard a little chirping noise, which I had set to as such, to make me aware of whenever some new email was available. So I opened up the tablet and hopped on in, where, as the tone did indicate, there were 25 new messages to read. 23 of them were useless Twitter updates, which were easily deleted. Then there was some email from an old friend that would be in the area in a few weeks from then, which I made a note to call him later that day, as it was quite too early to where he lived. The last one told me the new update was available for the Angry Birds game app. I quickly downloaded it.